James Curtis Williams and Raymond Jackson have now become the 31st and 32nd people in Dallas County to be exonerated by DNA evidence since 2001. The two were convicted based on faulty eyewitness identifications. Russell Wilson of the Dallas County District Attorney's Office says police have changed how they conduct lineups and now use something called a double-blind lineup.
And double-blind essentially means that the person who is administering the lineup does not know the identity of the suspect that is in the lineup.
Wilson says they've also changed how they conduct photo lineups. The crime victim is shown pictures one at a time instead of all at once.
We believe that that does scientifically is reduce the chances of a person simply looking at six photos and choosing the person who looks most like the perpetrator they saw.
Two other men have been indicted for attempted capital murder based on recent DNA tests in this case. Ira Sundar, KUT News.